You ever log on to a social media platform and you don't even know why you're doing it?
You pull down to swipe to see your new posts, and it's just muscle memory at this point.
This stuff is addictive. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra in for Molly Wood. Today, a Facebook whistleblower is testifying before Congress. Francis Haugen worked as a product manager for the company and leaked tens of thousands of internal documents to lawmakers and journalists about the company's research on how its platforms might cause harm through misinformation or to teens' mental health. Zaman Qureshi is a 19-year-old student at American University and a policy advisor for a group known as the Real Facebook Oversight Board. We talked about how on Instagram in particular, you see so many people who you know are going through something, but all they post are photos of them smiling and laughing and having a great time. It's a game a lot of us play.
You're really living a version of yourself that you're not, but the system and the social culture that's been created around Instagram, which the company has only profited off of, has only exacerbated these problems, and people continue to try and curate their feeds to fit this social norm.
Have you ever done that?
I personally try and do my best to be as real as possible as I can be when I use these platforms, but I think I would be lying to myself if I said I didn't. And it's not necessarily a conscious thought process where teenagers sit down and they're like, okay, this is how I'm going to curate my Instagram feed for the day. Although some do. But it's so subconsciously baked into us now because we've been on these platforms for years. And it's second nature that if it doesn't look the right way, or if the caption isn't right, or if we're not getting enough likes, then our feeds just aren't up to standard, I guess.
Do you think it's an option for teens to just not be on Instagram at all?
No. There is a social price to leaving Instagram that I think most people older than our generation find it difficult to appreciate.
And when you say there's a social cost to leaving, to not being on these platforms, like, what does that mean? What would happen if you didn't have an Instagram?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I doubt that it would affect your like day-to-day ability to function as a teen, but I think that there would be real ramifications for kind of the social culture, especially kind of around high schools. I think that there's a lot of social activity that happens on these platforms. People talk about what they've seen on these platforms. People talk about posts all the time. But most importantly, I think people can connect with one another. Most teens would say they feel like they would lose out on some kind of social aspect from leaving Instagram. So I doubt that most would actively choose to want to.
Zaman Qureshi is a 19-year-old sophomore at American University and a policy advisor for the group The Real Facebook Oversight Board. And now for some related links. When Zaman and I talked yesterday, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp had all been down for several hours. And that outage was revealing because it kind of shakes you awake and makes you realize how many times you try to open Instagram in a day. It's like, why am I checking this again? Zaman said he was relieved that he and his peers would at least get a short break from the platforms. We also talked about Finsta, which has been in the news lately.
Finsta means different things, I think, to different generations of Instagram users. But I would say Finsta, the F in Finsta stands for fake or friend, is what I found, and an Instagram account. So essentially, it means a small group of people who follow a private account on Instagram, which either represents kind of your posts that you wouldn't put on this curated feed, or posts that you just kind of want to keep more private and separate from your either public account or your account with more followers that might be private.
And right, it's interesting because if you have your regular Instagram account, which is like your curated view of your life or whatever, then what is your Finsta for?
Right, exactly. I think it is actually specifically that you're b- building yet another Instagram account or creating a new Instagram account to essentially escape from your other Instagram account, to be more real with closer circles or social groups, and to be more unique and to be more of yourself.
It's funny because, like, you know, it seems like the solution to the problem shouldn't be more of the problem. Like, the medicine isn't also the, I don't know. And I feel like there's a metaphor in here. But, like, if there's something that's harming you, like, the solution usually isn't to go back to that thing that's harming you and just have more of it.
Totally. And if you're not on Instagram, then you're going to some other social platform to try and be more real on the internet.
Zaman said he had a Finsta when he was in middle school because of the social pressure to create an Instagram feed that conforms. Finstas got some attention last week when Senator Richard Blumenthal asked a Facebook executive about them, and some argued that he didn't really understand how the whole thing works. Zaman wrote a piece about that for Slate. He says, actually, Blumenthal's right. We'll link to it on our show page. We'll also share some stories that talk to more teenagers about the role Instagram plays in their lives. For some, it's an outlet and a way to connect with friends, but it can quickly become overwhelming. And Time, in particular, talked to a 22-year-old woman who developed an anxiety disorder, likely linked to using social media from a young age. She talked about what happened after her dad died, and she posted about him, and then kept revising her posts to sound more upbeat so she'd get more likes. Just think about the kind of pressure that puts on somebody who's already going through unimaginable pain. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.